For many years now, the Holy Father has published special prayer intentions for each different month of the year. And Pope Francis's special prayer intention for February is comfort for the afflicted. That all those who are afflicted, especially the poor, refugees, and marginalized, may find welcome and comfort in our communities. In 1886, President Grover Cleveland presided at a special dedication in New York Harbor of a copper statue, a gift from France. And ever since then, the Statue of Liberty has stood holding its torch high, welcoming untold numbers of immigrants to our country, including most of our ancestors. It stands as a sign of invitation and hospitality for those who have come to recognize America as a place of freedom and democracy. It truly is a beacon of hope. A poem by Emma Lazarus at the base of the statue reads in part, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." If you are on Facebook, and I realize some of you may not be, you probably noticed a post last weekend showing the Statue of Liberty with a tear in her eye. Our gospel today continues Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, which we started last Sunday with the Beatitudes. And one of the images that he uses today is that Christians are to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And he has harsh things to say about Christians who are dark and insipid. They are fit for nothing except to be thrown away and trampled underfoot. You see, Christianity is about light. And just as Jesus is light to the world, so his church is to be a light in the world of darkness. Light enables the beauty of things to be seen. And we are called to make the beauty of God's grace shine in our world. But we are not called to shine attention on ourselves. If you are aware of a light in a room, it's too bright. Our vocation is for others, not for ourselves. 50-some years ago, the bishops of Vatican II said, "The church serves as a leaven and as a kind of soul for human society, as it is to be renewed in Christ and transformed into God's family. The church not only communicates divine life to humanity, but in some way casts the reflected light of that life over the entire earth. In the midst of fear, discrimination, and oppression, it becomes more and more challenging all the time to be people of love and compassion and justice. The light that we bring to the world should eventually lead to the end of all of the world's darkness, the alienation and oppression of people, the attacks on human life and dignity, and disrespect for God's creation." Just this last week, our own Archbishop Jakels issued a pretty strong statement, and I wish to quote extensively from that. He says, "Mass is not the be-all and the end-all of the practice of our Christian religion. Sunday Mass is supposed to have an effect on the outside of church, on weekdays, wherever we live our lives in response to issues. When the teachings of Jesus are applied to concrete issues, the result is a whole area of church teaching on social justice. The two key principles of Catholic social teaching are respect for human life and dignity, and respect for the common good. These principles lead the Church to take stands and action on the issues of the day, such as abortion, physician-assisted suicide, immigration, and religious liberty. For example, Catholics believe a government has the right and duty to secure its borders, but also to carry out a reasonable policy to admit refugees and immigrants. Catholics also believe that people have a right to emigrate when the essentials for dignified living, food, shelter, productive work, fair wages, education, health care, and protection from harm are not available in their own country. And Catholics would see it as a threat to everyone's religious liberty if Christian immigrants were allowed in, while Muslim immigrants were refused out of hand. As Catholics, we will be led by Catholic social teaching to take clear stands and decisive action in defense of human life and dignity and of the common good. And if doing so puts the Catholic Church at odds with elected officials who sign executive orders and enact laws that are unjust, so be it. We will accept the consequences. It would be a hard defense to make before God if we were to depart from the teaching of Jesus and his Catholic Church, to be led instead by a political party, especially when, as a result, we would be led astray on issues of life and death, of human dignity and rights. Has fear replaced hope? Has oppression replaced generosity and hospitality? Has self-interest replaced the common good? If the beacon of hope on the Statue of Liberty has dimmed a bit, let us pray that the light of our faith has not similarly been affected. Let us echo the sentiment of St. Paul in our second reading. May our faith rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. Our faith demands that we be Catholics, not just in here, but out there too.